Dean Bulldog Richie, you'd be delighted making the BSB calendar according to Buzz in the November slot. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, boys. Yep. Got a couple of queries, though.
What, you're not happy with being November?
Well, let's get to November in a minute.
Right.
Firstly, the lovely Jamie Rogers was inadvertently omitted. So she goes into January.
She's the cover.
Yes, yes, yeah. Now, I like that. Back to January, number one.
Yeah.
So that means Clarkie gets pushed down. Now, I've got some concerns over Clarkie.
I've got a few of those as well. And we're not talking calendar.
He's nearing 40, right? And he likes to think of himself as a bit of a new age gym junkie.
Yeah.
But, mate, I haven't seen that rig on Clarkie. You know, I reckon there's a bit of middle-aged pudding.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh, the dad bod. The
Bulldog,
dad bod.
I can tell you now, on a lot of things, fat is not one of them.
Well, until I see Clarkie's photo on the Big Sports Breakfast website, you're going back to the winter month.
I don't mind that.
Beautiful.
I'm best in April.
Well, that leaves a spot open. Does that mean you're pushing your old mate up?
Buzz?
No, me.
You're not going anywhere, Laurie. You're weird.
Thanks.
But what about Buzz having a crack to people's heads?
Now, Bulldog, John Bateman telling the Raiders he won't be at the club in 2021. Now, will he stay in Australia or will he head back to Wigan in the UK?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Middo, and I'd love to give you an answer right now, but I just can't. All I can tell you, though, is the Bulldogs' offer is 3 years worth about 2.3, which comes to about $780,000 per year. It's a fraction of the 800 perhaps he thought he'd get. The last time I checked in with St George Illawarra, they hadn't lodged a formal offer, but they were very closely monitoring the situation. Now, all clubs in England have been slashed from their grant from Super League because of COVID. So I think you'll find that the big money in England is drying up bit by bit. So the Wigan deal, or the offer, I should say, of 4 years, is worth about $2 million. That's only $500 a year in terms of what he could get in Australia. However, you know, it does mean that he could go home to the club where he's won two grand finals and, of course, be reunited with his young daughter.
Mm. Well, if he goes to Canterbury, will Dean Pay be his coach?
Well, at the moment, I can tell you there's a lot of differing feelings on their board. I know Lynn Anderson, the chairperson there, who is very well respected. She does have some support for Dean Pay. Others think that it's either Bennett or maybe even Craig Bellamy. So, look, it's a matter of all of them coming together and trying to get some sort of uniformity here. But the issue is, Laurie, we're going to round eight. It's only a 20-round season and they won't make the finals. So within 12 weeks, they potentially could have a new coach in there who would want to have a say in retention and recruitment. So it's got to be done sooner rather than later. Everyone talks about the $3 million the Bulldogs will have in their cap to spend, but it's a matter of, at the moment, with all due respect to the Bulldogs, they're a great old club. You know, who would really want to go there?
Is there a club that Wayne Bennett's not coaching next season? Apart from South?
Clarkie, yeah, the Bulldogs rumour, it does keep coming across my desk at work, to be honest with you, mate. But having said that, look, Wayne was categoric last week. Mm. He will not be going anywhere and he will be at South. But then again, we have heard Wayne say a lot of things that aren't quite the truth. Mm.
What about the Broncos? What's happening up there? Anthony Seibold's been assured of his position by the board. Do you think that's a strong endorsement, or do you think when you hear full support of the board, you need to be nervous?
I think he's no doubt nervous, Laurie. The mere fact the power brokers up there in Brisbane are urging Seibold to get either Steve Kearney or Kevin Walters on board is an indication. Look, it would cut Anthony Seibold through the heart to have to get an assistant in. It's almost tantamount to an admission that, you know, he can't coach, and that's not quite the case, albeit results are poor. But, Loz, you know these people better than me. I just think Kearney's headspace would be in a poor place at the moment, given that shock sacking at the Warriors. And I think we all love Kevin Walters, but he's so different to Seibold. He's a bit more of a larrikin coach who loves a beer with his mates. And I just don't know whether they'd be oil and water or whether that may, in fact, be the way that they would like it, to have two differing personalities.
Yeah, well, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because Kevy missed out on the role, so basically the Broncos said, no, this guy here is a better coach than what you are to take us forward. And now 12 months later, they're saying, oh, well, you need to get Kevy back involved in the organisation. I find that strange, and I don't know how that would work with Anthony Seibold. And you're right with Stephen Kearney, although I think Steve would be looking for a job sooner rather than later, and he's up there in Brisbane. It's not as though he's got to move the family because they're already there. It might just suit him a lot better to go into that role as being an assistant, and he's got a good relationship with Seibold, and Seibold would trust him, more importantly.
The Broncos keep claiming, Laurie, that it's a young side. That's fine, but you know, let's not forget, they did let Andrew McCulloch go, James Roberts, Cody Nicarima, Josh Maguire. You know, they let a lot of these blokes walk out the door for whatever reason it was, and maybe it was salary cap, but they've made their bed, they've got a line now. No point trying to make excuses for your roster. Seibold's a very technical coach. He's very intense, and you just get the feeling that some of the younger kids are struggling to get on board with his personality and his strategy. It was pointed out the other day, and I thought it was quite poignant, that at South he went there, but he had a lot of senior players there, Reynolds, Sutton, Burgess, Inglis, and they jumped on board a bit quicker than what the kids have up there at the Broncos, because to be fair from what I'm hearing, they're failing to really get the message.
Gee, this Harry Grant situation is interesting. Second on the Dally M ladder, and will he be at the Tigers or go back to the Melbourne Storm next year? He'll want to play first grade, but Cameron Smith could well still be there.
It's a complicated one, Mido. There is definitely a get-out clause if Cameron Smith plays on.
So is it Cameron Smith, is it a get-out clause if he's not playing hooker, or is it a get-out clause if Cameron Smith is there at the club?
Good point, Laurie. I don't know the answer to that. Look, clearly the confidentiality would be difficult to obtain an answer. But I do know that the get-out clause is there, but there's no stipulation on what year. So I think that means, in the eyes of the Melbourne Storm, that he will be there next year. Certainly they're bullish. They're saying he's our player. He's in Tigers' colours this year, but he will be definitely back next year. Now, the Tigers obviously would love to keep him long-term, and the Bulldogs have chased him for the past 2 years and will no doubt have another crack again next year. So it's a really interesting situation here with Harry Grant and whether there is this get-out clause. If Cameron does decide to play, whether Harry might step in and say, well, look, you know, we all respect and love Cameron, but I do want to continue playing hooker at an NRL club. And if I can't do it here, you know, I'd like to go elsewhere.
Yeah, now that he's got a taste for it, he'd want to play first grade. And I think the Melbourne Storm, obviously it's a big decision that they have to make. And I think you'd be accommodating Harry Grant into your system or back into your system and playing him at number nine. And if Cameron Smith wants to play again, yes, you have to accommodate Cameron Smith, but it might be in another position.
Bulldog
superstar, isn't he, Harry Grant, guys? He'll try on the weekend, a couple of try assists, and he's really come from the clouds, I suppose, to become a genuine star in the game. And it is extraordinary that an on-loan player is running second in the Dally M's a third of the way through the season.
Yeah, and the other thing the Melbourne Storm have to look at is that he's their future after Cameron Smith, and he's a 10 to 12 year player at that club.
If I'm a Tigers fan, I'm getting on the runway and stopping it.
Yep, we need him, no doubt about it.
If he goes back down to Melbourne, yeah, you need him for sure. You can build around him for years. Bulldog, we've got to leave it there, mate. Great to talk to you.
Have a good day, boys.